Rutland resident Aaron Fernandez sits with about two dozen poll workers, a mix of gray-haired veterans and 14 newcomers like herself.
This will be my very first election that I'm volunteering at.
Fernandez is 48, and she worried about her older neighbors working at the polls during a pandemic. She said rather than yell at her TV on election day, she figured it'd be better to help out. She's excited, but admits she's got a lot of questions, especially since so many Vermonters are voting with absentee ballots this year.
Can I get everyone's attention, please?
It's not as echoey in here as I thought it was going to be.
It's why Rutland City Clerk Henry Heck has held several training sessions, like this one, to help newbies like Hernandez get to know the city's longtime poll workers and better understand their role on Tuesday.
The initial onset of what you'll probably do sometime Tuesday and amongst your either 8-hour or 14-hour shift is you'll act as an ambassador. And we need a lot of people that are basically going to be able to answer questions. What questions?
A few of the newcomers raise their eyebrows at this, but Heck plows on, running through a number of what-if scenarios. What if someone doesn't know if they voted already? Not a problem, he says. You can find that out for them. What if someone isn't wearing a mask?
It is mandated by law that every individual wears a mask.
But Heck points out someone might say they can't wear a mask for some reason. So he says, don't argue about it.
We can't sit there. We can't barbecue them. We can't ask them to show us, examples of, medical cards or doctor's notes.
Instead, he tells the poll workers to create a slightly separate voting area for anyone not wearing a mask and get them in and out as quickly as possible.
If it is a political thing, it is not allowed.
Heck explains the polling area has to remain neutral. So if someone comes in wearing a political T-shirt or button, ask them politely to cover it up or take it off. The red Make America Great Again hats are different, he points out. Those are okay, according to the Secretary of State's guidelines. The important thing, he says, is to help people vote and record their ballot.
This is different from any other election we've ever done. We have almost 11,000 active voters in the city of Rutland. That means almost 11,000 ballots have been mailed out. It's a lot of ballots.
With nearly 5,000 ballots already in, he says he's projecting an 80% turnout for the city, a record. But with so many ballots sent out ahead of time, he knows some people will show up Tuesday saying they lost theirs or argue they never got one.
And then if they say, I left it at home, the dog ate it, the kids spilled coffee on it, I used to start a fire because I was cold, whatever they want to say, that's perfectly fine.
Those people can still vote, says Heck, who then runs through the protocol to handle that scenario. First-time poll worker Devin Neary finished the training excited for Tuesday.
I've just always been interested in the process, and I think it will be a really cool kind of inside experience into how elections work. And knowing everything that's going on between the pandemic and a really contested election, I figured the city really needed extra help. So I figured it was my time to kind of step up and do my duty.
Marisa Kiefhaber agreed. The 28-year-old teaches fifth grade in Rutland Town. In past years, she's taken her students to visit polling places. But this year, Kiefhaber says that wasn't possible.
So I decided to take the day as a personal day and work the polls instead so I can get an inside perspective of what that experience is like so that I can turn around and teach the next generation of voters about the election process.
Kiefhaber and more than 40 others will staff the polls at four wards in Rutland. Doors open at 7 a.m. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.